You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. True, streaming is the thing in the music business now, but do you remember 10 tapes for a penny? If you grew up in the 80s or 90s, you probably do, and ordered them from Columbia House on some weird contract that you probably couldn't figure out how to get out of. This week, Columbia House filed for bankruptcy protection, and that prompted The Washington Post's Soraya Nadia McDonald to share this story of music, adolescence, and figuring out who you are.
When I read that Columbia House filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, my first reaction was, they were still around? Columbia House, big enough to bring you all the best. Columbia House was responsible for me cultivating my own musical tastes outside of my parents. The first cultural artifact I could truly claim as my own came as a gift to me from my older and only sister, Carol. It was the debut cassette of hip-hop New Jack swing group called Another Bad Creation. When Coolin' at the Playground, you know, came out in 1991, our fathers saw Red, Chris, Mark, Roro, and David in their oversized puffy coats and blanched. To him, they registered as menaces. Carol tried to explain that hip-hop was part of Black culture. My father growled back, "Not my culture." From that point on, it was clear that my appreciation and understanding for pop culture, especially hip-hop culture, lay largely in Carol's hands. It was she who would always order the musical contraband that barely registered as original compositions to our parents. We were a Charlie Parker and Tchaikovsky household, but once I became aware of another existence, I spent a lot of time recording Coolio and Mariah Carey off my see-through radio. The straight-A, goody-two-shoes expectations of my parents were hard to shake, though. I was a giant theater geek, so the first time Carol approached me and told me to pick a CD from the Columbia House order form, I chose Barbra Streisand's Back to Broadway. It was such a treat, and she'd allowed me a CD all my own, and I got to choose without any judgment from our parents. As I grew older and my tastes matured, I knew that when Carol asked me what I wanted for my birthday, I could count on her to come through with some Mary J. Blige. She gave me My Life and Share My World, which basically served as the melodramatic soundtrack for my high school years, played proudly on a hand-me-down stereo that came from who else? Carol. Now that we're both adults with busy lives, we still converge over our musical tastes. More than anything, we are unapologetic and slightly unhinged Mariah Carey stans. And I am still waiting for pop music's glitteriest grand diva to breeze through DC again, so I can pay back Carol for all of the oral lifelines she gave me as a nerdy kid growing up in small town North Carolina, courtesy of Columbia House.